Ours is a time of turmoil and unrest. Sometimes we could wish that life in such times came with an instruction manual. The good news is that it does. This week's Mass gives us Jesus' own instructions for living in tough times. Find out more next on Breaking the Bread. Now is the age between our Lord's first coming and His last. We live in the new world begun by His life, death, resurrection, and ascension, by the sending of His Spirit upon the church. But we await the day when He will come again in glory. As Malachi warns us in this Sunday's first reading, lo, the day is coming. The prophets taught ancient Israel to look for the day of the Lord, when He would gather the nations for judgment. Jesus anticipates that day in this Sunday's gospel. He cautions us not to be deceived by those claiming the time has come. Such deception is the background also for this Sunday's epistle. The signs Jesus gives His apostles seem already to have come to pass in the New Testament. In Acts, the epistles, and Revelation, we read of famines, earthquakes, and the temple's destruction. We read of persecutions, believers imprisoned and put to death, testifying to their faith with wisdom in the Spirit. These signs, then, show us the pattern for the church's life, both in the New Testament age and today. We, too, live in a world of nations and kingdoms at war. As this week's epistle tells us, we should take the apostles as our own models. Like them, we must persevere in the face of unbelieving friends and relatives and forces and authorities hostile to God. We should sing His praises as we do when we sing the Psalms. We should joyfully proclaim His coming as Lord and King. The day of the Lord is always a day that has already come and a day still yet to come. It is the today of our liturgy. The apostles prayed Maranatha, Aramaic for O Lord, come. And in the Eucharist, Jesus answers, coming again as the Lord of hosts and the Son of Justice with its healing rays. It's a mighty sign and a pledge of that day to come. This is Scott Hahn for Breaking the Bread.
Breaking the Bread is a production of the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology. If you'd like to receive written copies of Dr. Hahn's reflections on the Sunday Mass readings, you can contact us by email at staff@salvationhistory.com or call us at 740-264-9535. That's 740-264-9535.